You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Welcome back to this Frustrated Friday edition of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Matt Wilhelm, Andrew Gribble, live in Berea here in the Dog Bowl. It is my pleasure to bring in our esteemed producer, Jason Gibbs, to play a little higher or lower.
Higher or lower.
There we go. Hey, we got some imaging now.
Nice.
I know. It's baby steps. You guys have no idea. You know how everything, that they work on everything during our show.
Oh, of course.
Well, right across the way from us in the Galleria, they're building the new YMCA.
Yes.
Okay. You know what's awesome about that?
Construction noise?
I feel like the air show might be going on through the building right now. They are doing some things I don't even know, but the whole office is shaking.
And I also heard that there's a new Winking Lizard that opened down there at the Galleria, right?
Yeah, well, it was Winks. It's okay. Now the Wink. Yeah, it's gone back to the Winking Lizard. I think they've gotten rid of the Winks moniker or whatever, but The food is fantastic.
Nice.
Great burger, good stuff.
It would give me a reason to come down to the office.
Yeah, it'd be nice to see you once in a while.
Oh, you see me way too much.
Show some class.
Go ahead. Higher or lower?
Higher or lower for this week. Updated list of the NFL's top 100 players. We're down to number 51 to 100. So we're left with the top 50 left to go. Only one Brown so far, Tashawn Gibson at 67. Our first one today, Antonio Gates comes in at number 52. Higher or lower?
You know, Matt, I'm going to go against your former teammate here.
Fine.
I'm putting him lower. I think this is kind of a reputation.
And you're
vote.
Saying lower meaning a higher rank.
I would put him, I guess.
No.
I'm confused, but I would rank him.
Go ahead, Gibbs. Lay it out.
Yeah. Leave it to me to screw up this one. So higher means I'd have him higher on the list towards number one.
Okay.
Lower, I would put him lower on the list.
There you go.
So I would put him lower.
Yes.
Because I think he was one of the NFL's greatest tight ends of all time. I just don't know if I think he's even in the top 70 or 75 of players right now in the NFL. I could maybe identify four or five tight ends I would put above him right now, which there very well may be.
Yes.
I just don't know if I put him there right now.
I agree with you. I will go against my guy. I believe he is ranked way too high. There were 5 to 7 years where Antonio Gates was, or him in a tandem of another guy, whether Tony Gonzalez, Jimmy Graham, or Gronkowski, Jason Witten, where he was one of the best two tight ends in the National Football League. I think he's still definitely top 10, but I concur with you. 75, maybe 70 to 100 is a much more appropriate ranking for for Antonio Gates.
Higher or lower?
Number two today on the list, Brandon Marshall comes in at number 57. Do you rank him? Should he be ranked higher or should he be ranked lower?
You know, I don't think anyone in the top 60 should be available on the market for a fifth-round pick, so I would go way lower. I actually sent a text to Mr. Kevin Jones when this aired on TV that I was stunned to see this, and I think, Matt, you and I talked during the break. We were just both kind of floored that he was this high on the list.
This whole grouping of players that they just released here, 51 to 60, left you scratching your head a little bit.
Like, yeah. It was as if, did they accidentally run the 2011 version of this?
Exactly.
Well, and it's funny that you say that, Gibbs, because I have Brandon Marshall way too high, so I would say he'd be lower in that same realm as Antonio Gates. But, and I know we'll get to them here in the next couple of minutes, but I have almost everyone is ranked too high in my eyes. So I said he should be lower on this list.
Higher or lower?
Eddie Lacy, running back, Green Bay Packers, comes in at number 60 on the list. Should he be ranked higher or should he be ranked lower?
See, I'll stop being Mr. Negative here, and I'll say he should be higher. I think he's one of the better running backs in the league right now. And I think the fact that, like, this list includes a lot of running backs, because I think Justin Forsett was on that same night that Tashawn Gibson was as well. So there's a lot of them in here. So I think if we're putting that many running backs on this list, I would put him higher than 60.
What is that?
It's our music soundtrack. Oh, okay.
Is that my wrap it up music?
No.
All right, Eddie Lacy, I think Eddie Lacy is about right at 60. So because we're playing the game higher or lower, I would think that he should be just slightly lower, but so somewhere in the 60s, because, and the my backing for that is you could plug any running back with a decent skill into that Green Bay Packer offense, very similar to the way the Denver Broncos did alongside Peyton Manning, and they're going to have 850-plus yards given those opportunities they do in the offense.
Yeah.
Higher or lower?
Jeremy Maclin comes in at number 61. We go 60, 61, and 62 on this list today. He comes in at number 61. Should he be ranked higher or lower?
See, if he was still on the Eagles, I would say higher. But since he's on the Chiefs now, and I'm projecting what he might do this season, I would go lower. I just don't know if that is an offense that is going to showcase what he can do. And maybe it'll be reflected in next year's list. But I would say lower based on what he's going to do in 2015.
Jeremy Maclin is another guy, very similar to Eddie Lacy for me, who was just about right, simply because he's a top 10 wide receiver in the National Football League. And I think that the Antonio Browns and the Megatrons are going to show up sprinkled in the top 20, top 25. And then there's a little bit of a gap. And a guy like Jeremy Maclin, and what he did in Philly was absolutely huge, being their franchise wide receiver. And you just hope that Alex Smith and that Andy Reid, that connection that Maclin had with Andy Reid, will get his career, again, boosting off there in Kansas City.
Higher or lower?
Number 62 on the list, one of the more controversial ones. Adrian Peterson comes in at 62. Should he be ranked higher or lower?
I'll stick to exclusively on-field stuff. I think he should be much higher. If Eddie Lacy's number 60, I think you'd have to put, based on what he can do on the field, you got to put him higher than Lacy and higher in the list.
Yes. Gibbs, I print out your rundowns every time you send them to me, and so I can write my little notes on, and I have much, much higher. You know, even with no 2014, Adrian Peterson is in the news. Norv Turner said, what a difference he makes in this offense. All his teammates are raving about the shape that he's in right now. I think Adrian Peterson is primed and ready to return to that leading rusher type personality in the National Football League. 300 plus touches, 1,500 yards, 30 receptions out of the backfield. And a lot of the reason why many people think the Minnesota Vikings will be good. So I think he should be much higher on this list, probably inside the top 40.
I just want to know who's in the top 50.
Right.
If some of these guys, we talked about who was number 100 on the list. Yeah.
The
receiver from Green Bay.
Yes. Yes. Him.
Randall Cobb.
Randall Cobb. There
you
go.
Thank you. He was like number 100. And I'm like, what's going on here?
Well, I mean, and Cam Newton was like in the 90s, wasn't he?
Yep.
They just gave him $106 million.
I guess you're hoping that this list reflects, a lot of kind of like the Joel Bitonios of the NFL that maybe are underappreciated nationally, but we know here that, Joel Bitonio is a great player. But so maybe, hopefully that's reflected in the top.
I look at that the opposite. I'm like, if these guys are ranked like this, I don't know if there's any way guys like Bitonio are going to be ranked in the top 100.
No way. Not this year, at least.
No, it's a popularity contest.
You guys got to go to 2 Pro Bowls before you can make the list.
Yep.
Higher or lower?
Final one today, guys. Charles Woodson comes in at 64. Grandpa Woodson, should he be higher or lower on your list?
Maybe it's because I just don't watch the Raiders much. I can't even tell you,
who does?
I know he's playing at a high level, and I just don't know how well he is playing. Obviously, he's not the same player. I would say a little lower, perhaps, because there's maybe a lot of cornerbacks playing at a similar, if not better, level that just don't have the name recognition that Charles Woodson does. But to do what he's doing at this age is pretty commendable. But he's like late night Pac-12 football to me. You just don't see him as much.
You don't, and you really didn't all that often in Green Bay, until the emergence of Aaron Rodgers, in my career there in Green Bay. Charles Woodson is ranked too high. I think he is a top 100 player in the National Football League and has been for many years, which is a lot of reason why I think he is as high as he is ranked at 64. So he needs to be a little lower on this list. I'd say, 80 to 100.
I'm trying to bring up the rest of the list right now of the guys that they just released here. and just wanted to get your thoughts. Steve Smith came in at 54.
Okay.
Interesting.
Jeez.
That's what I'm – some the numbers just don't really, in my opinion – I mean,
are we running out of stars or what?
Clay Matthews was 51.
Okay.
Antonio Gates, 52.
Yeah.
Marcell Dareus, 53.
Okay.
Steve Smith, 54. Sheldon Richardson, 55. Levante David, 56. 57 was Marshall. 58 was Connor Barwin. 59, Vontae Davis. 60, Lacey.
You know, Gibbs, you know what I think it is a little bit of? It's there's been a youth movement in the National Football League that if you don't watch the NFL and have an eye on the pulse of the NFL, like if you don't watch the draft other than what your team takes, you miss out on a lot of young talent. Like again, a guy like Sheldon Richardson, the Jets have been bad since he's been there for or most of his career. And but the guy's going to hit the market and probably get $60, $70, $80 million as a defensive tackle. And you're going to go, huh? I've never even seen this guy play. You know, and he shows up in a rank like this, you know, in the 50s. And I think the top 50 is going to be a mix of old and new. You know, guys like Luke Kuechly is going to be a top 10, top 15 player on this list. But maybe unbeknownst to us because we're in this profession – a Cleveland Browns fan might have only seen Luke Kuechly play versus the Cleveland Browns.
Right.
But he's 180 sack, you know, a year tackle guy.
Well, you know, I think also, and we might be guilty of this when we like critique these lists, is maybe I'm thinking like a fantasy football keeper league owner, and I'm just seeing like a Brandon Marshall. I'm like, oh, I wouldn't want that guy on my team. I got to build for him for the future. And I guess they are thinking
right
this season. Don't even think about 2016. So maybe that plays into a guy like Brandon Marshall being so high on this list.
I think I think Brandon Marshall to me at this point in his career, especially now being a Jet, is going to be like Braylon Edwards' career as a Jet.
Yeah, it's not a great offense for him to kind of get into. And you know, that's why I have concerns with Jeremy Maclin in Kansas City. You know, I just don't know how they're going to utilize his skill set any better than he was getting used in Philadelphia.
Yeah, they're not going to be able to throw the ball down the field. Gibbs, that's it?
That's it for today, guys.
Awesome. Are we going to hear from K-1?
We are not. We've got the Friday forecast next.
Oh, we got the Friday already?
Yeah.
All right.
2:30, buddy.
2:30, man. Time is flying here in Nathan's. Matt Wilhelm, Andrew Gribble. Live from Bria here in the Dog Bowl, Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR. Be right back.